Hey, Stephen, tell me, you know, it's been about 3 years since we really had the chance to talk with you on Coast to Coast. You have since really amplified the X Conference. Tell us what it is and what made you decide to put this together.
Well, the X Conference was never intended to just be another conference. There are many fine venues out there, and you know a lot of them. You've been to a lot of them. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's just one more advocacy tool. Everything that Paradigm Research Group does is part of an activist effort to end this embargo, whether it's writings, whether it's the websites, the conference, town hall meetings. It all has one goal, and that is to end this truth embargo once and for all. And so the X Conference was designed to help that along, and that's why its focus is on exopolitics. X Conference stands for Exopolitics Expo. That's short, at the X Conference. And who is invited to speak, the kind of topics they cover, the way the conference is constructed, all is designed to try to advance and enhance the public awareness of the politics of this and the need to get a political resolution. So this year, for instance, both X Conference 2007, which is scheduled for September 14 through 16, to Hilton Gaithersburg near Washington, mm-hmm. and X Conference 2008, which is already booked for April 18 through 20 at the Hilton Gaithersburg, were intentionally plopped right down into the middle of what will easily be the longest and most expensive presidential election in history.
Are you starting to get the kind of exposure I think you should have and deserve to get from that mainstream media that we always think should at least start covering things like this?
You know, I had my moments, George. Did a couple of Fox News segments that went very well. Shepard Smith was quite fair, and I enjoyed doing those. And continue to pound away at these media. They're constantly getting material from me, and now going on 10 years. And I really think that, like after XConf 2005, in that period, there was a potential for maybe to amp up. But the fact is that the war and the political turmoil that grew during that period just really pushed all the other issues away, and it made it very difficult to penetrate into the mainstream media. And that's not just my issue, our issue, but many others had the same problem.
That's true. Every tragedy that has occurred since 9/11 has just, I think, amplified the problem of trying to get the kind of exposure you need. Because let's face it, as much as we love the investigation of UFOs and extraterrestrial presence, when some bomb explodes somewhere or some horrible tragedy occurs, we've got to cover it as a group of people in the media. And it always seems that the field that you are in gets pushed way back.
It's easy to push this one aside, though the media really has to stop this kind of obsessive compulsive fixations where they take an issue and go crazy. 26 channels covering the same thing every day. They're not covering the world. Right now, Paris Hilton gets probably more coverage than the UFO issue gets in a 2 or 3 year period. But the war is real and important, but there are other things. That said, it is the nature of the beast now. And so you bide your time, you continue to put the information out. But it's also worth noting that through all these years, the ups and the downs, the impeachment trials, the wars, the blowing ups and everything else, at the core of the media on this issue has always been this show, Coast to Coast AM, continuing to put that information out week after week after month, so that ultimately the public, that core public that's following this, continues to be there. And historically, I think history will be very kind to this show and the role that it played as the mainstream media tried to get its act together.
And you are right, Stephen. Even in the moment of horrible tragedy, we always need and we do find room for issues like this. You have to create that balance, and because of what Art started, we need to continue to carry that torch. And I'm just glad that people like you and Bud Hopkins and Stanton Friedman and so many others haven't given up, that you still have the faith that you're going to get the truth out once and for all.
And we can go one step further. I've written about this, and many of my colleagues have written about this. I believe that this truth embargo and the huge secrecy structure that it's embedded in, what I like to call the secret empire, which was built not just for this but for other purposes, not the least of which being the Cold War, that this truth embargo and this secret complex has a significant place in this history and a lot of the problems that we're dealing with, and that resolving this embargo has the potential to dramatically impact these other events and behaviors that we're seeing. In other words, I think there's a lot of dysfunctional government and there's a lot of dysfunctional policy going on, and a lot of that is being driven by a secrecy obsession that the government has indulged in for far too long. And breaking that obsession and getting into that secret empire is going to be incredibly difficult, but the best door we have into that mansion and the biggest lever we have to pry it open with is the huge public interest in this extraterrestrial phenomena question, the massive evidence that's been put together, and all of the enormous implications of bringing this info out. And so it's not just a matter of this is another issue. This may be an issue that ends up helping us deal with a lot of other problems. So its overall impact could be incredible historically.